Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back with the final hour of a Tuesday of The Usual Suspects. Barry, Nick, Joel here, you there, hopefully enjoying your afternoon in a lovely day in Houston, Texas. We were talking before the break about Rex Ryan. Just looking at some of the articles that gave some of the tweets that were going on during the game, as well as some of the critiques. Needless to say, it's a good thing he's going to be in the studio the rest of the year. Because one guy said, never in my life have I watched ESPN Deportes. Gracias, Rex Ryan, for being so unbearable as to make me change the channel.
Yikes.
Another one said, I hope some NFL team hires Rex Ryan so I never have to listen to him on TV again. Now let's go get a snack. Wow. Rex Ryan lives in a permanent state of, I've had 5 beers. I respect it very much. He just compared Trevor Siemian to Mike Vick and Steph Curry last night. What are you talking about, bruh? And then some of the actual guys that get paid to be critics. New York Post's Mark W. Sanchez, not to be confused with Ryan's former quarterback, king of the butt sack. Ryan did not seem confident in his speech, looked like a rookie analyst. At the start of the broadcast, his partner Beth Mowins had to remind him not to interfere with his microphone. Mowins, who became just the second woman to call an NFL game, dragged him through a night that seemed more like a preseason dress rehearsal than a week one showtime, and their sideline reporter didn't help the feeling. He lacked energy, coming across as sleepy, less than engaged.
What was he doing to his microphone? Not interfering with it. What the hell was he doing? Was he like
that
all
was
over
when
the,
he was moving hey, forward off of his cue tape where he was supposed to stand. When he was moving forward, he was also like very animated, and it was like ruffling up against his suit jacket and all that.
Wow.
And then this from Sports Illustrated's Jimmy Trania. Rex Ryan, who will be in ESPN studio for the rest of the season, was totally out of his league calling a game. He often stuttered, constantly said, and basically told you exactly what just happened on a play and offered no insight or original analysis. He also had no energy. It sounded like it was a chore for him to call a game.
Man, you can't have that.
Did it sound like Rockets fans? Did it sound
can't
familiar?
Have that stuttering? Nah, you don't want that from a guy.
You guys in Houston have never heard anybody like that.
What? Who? You say it. I'm not saying it.
I just said, and I said it. I said it. I kind of like yours not reading the hate text. I said it without saying it.
You glided right past it.
Yeah, I did.
You want to go to Clarence's call?
Sure do. Clarence, what's up with your Saints? Boy, did they look bad.
Clarence, what's up, man?
Oh, man. How's it going?
Clarence, who has the worst offensive line, the Saints or the Texans?
All I'm going to say about the defense is they could have made Tom Savage look good. That's how bad it was.
Yeah. Didn't you call in and say that the defense was better? Isn't that what you said?
You did.
Preseason hype. I fell into the trap.
You did fall into the trap. And what happened to your boy Peterson?
The trap.
Are they even going to use him? I mean, he might get less carries than Ingram going forward now that he's pissed off the coach.
See, the thing is, we're trying to be something that we're not. We're trying to be a running team, and we're not.
I thought you meant a playoff team.
Oh, damn. Okay, pull around the pull around here. Let me pull that knife out of your back. Oh,
wow. It was right there.
Man, that hurt.
Wow.
But it's true.
You wrecked him.
79-79. I mean, you're not going to go anywhere playing like that. And I fell into the trap thinking the defense was better until Minnesota, who looked great last night, came along, making Sam Bradford look like the next coming like to Joe Montana and Brett Favre. And I don't know, you spend all these draft picks and money on the defense, and that's what you have to show for it. I can imagine Sean Payton is having a very animated meeting today.
You think?
Looking at film, and then what's going on, man.
60 yards rushing total. Did were you disappointed in that, to say the least?
You spend this money on running backs, and you're not a running team. I could see you using Adrian Peterson a little. I didn't see one screen pass yesterday. Not one. I mean,
They tried to hit that Peterson on that screen pass on the goal line, and by the time he broke free, he was out of bounds.
Yeah, it wasn't a screen. It was just a swing-out pass that they were trying to hit him with. I didn't see one screen. The offensive line, this is how I feel about watching that game, sitting in Hooters. And to make it worse, you had that one Viking fan out of all these Saints fans sitting in Hooters, and everyone's looking at him while he clapped, drinking his beer, taking shots, and being all happy and gleeful about it.
I love that bothered you guys so much. That is great. Oh, my goodness.
Right,
well, it doesn't get any better. Patriots and Panthers up next, the next 2 weeks for your Saints. 0-3, is that an easy pill to swallow?
I mean, the way the Patriots defense look against a rookie, I can hope for the best there, but
no.
It's going to be a shootout.
I think this is definitely a get-right game for the Patriots. I'm not going to lie, man. Tom Brady versus that Saints defense.
Oh, Tom Brady's going to be – he's going to have the red ass coming in, and he's going to have a victory smile coming out.
Whatever it is, take the over.
I mean, he's happy right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Clarence, here's the good thing. At least Minnesota's receivers weren't open for most of the night, so Brady should have a lot of problems with the Saints come this weekend.
Yeah, you're right. They weren't open. They were right there. He just couldn't man-to-man. I mean,
Clarence, the only way they could have been open more if they were a 24-hour truck stand. I mean, they were open all over the field all night with the exception of like two really tough throws Bradford had to make.
Yeah. I mean, they were like Vegas hookers. They were just open all night. Just fly the card and just walk right on in.
Good stuff, Clarence. We're as Texans fans, we're all feeling your pain, man. We're feeling it.
Clarence,
man,
good news.
Appreciate the call.
Astros are on late night tonight. You got something else that'll take your mind off the Saints?
Yeah, I'm about to say, at least we're not Cincinnati fans, but you know.
That's true. Or Texans fans.
Yep.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later this week.
All right, guys.
Clarence. Not happy.
No, not
that was
at
like
all.
One of the better Clarence calls. I mean, he's always a good call, but this was a good one in a while.
Because there was emotion in that one.
I was looking at grades. Is it surprise you that the Texans got an F for their performance?
No.
This is on CBS Sports.
John McClain said he wanted to give him an F-.
The Jags got an A. Texans got an F. Dwayne Brown's probably going to get a healthy raise. Yeah, no kidding. Brown, who's usually the starting left tackle for the Texans, didn't play on Sunday because he's holding out for more money. If the Texans are smart, they'll give him quadruple whatever he wants. By the way, the line didn't get much help from Houston's two quarterbacks in the game. Both Deshaun Watson and Tom Savage threw a pick and lost a fumble in the game. That was their grade, F. Not good.
Now, here's the other thing, too. Dwayne Brown had to make a decision pretty quickly here. Otherwise, he's going to lose another game check because of the short week.
Two teams got Fs, according to this CBS Sports article. Do you want to guess the other team?
They got an F.
Wasn't the Bengals.
Who played really, really bad?
The Colts got an F.
Oh, yeah. They lost to the Rams, too.
Yeah. Colts got an F, and the Texans got an F. Two of the four teams in the AFC South got F for grades for their opening weekend. I'm really starting to like my pick of the Jags in the playoffs more and more.
Man.
Because they get to play them four times. Yeah. I'm feeling good about myself after week one.
Need I mention the...
Although I did pick the Chargers to be the other wild card team. But I tell you what, they look like they could play. They just ran into a really good defense in Denver. And Simeon didn't look bad himself. I mean, I was actually surprised at how well Simeon played last night.
He did look sharp.
Yeah.
No, but for sure.
But I think that's going to be a competitive division, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's Raiders, Chargers, Broncos, and Chiefs all in the same division.
No question. Could, might be the look top to bottom, and I know the NFC East is stacked, but top to bottom, that might be. Is it Could be the best division in football.
I tell you what. Yeah, it really could be. If the Chargers are the worst team in that division, it's pretty good.
And boy, I'll tell you what. And the Chargers keep just peeing down their leg. Last year and again, this one to start the year, it's just got to be demoralizing to look like you're back in it. Rivers doing everything he can, and they just find a way to lose.
Yep.
All right, we got plenty more to go, but right now I want to tell you about my good friends at Window World. I'm telling you, and I've been telling you for a long time, I'm a huge fan of Window World Houston because not only do they provide premium quality replacement windows at a great price, but their energy-saving windows are made right here in America, and they carry the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. They have become the country's number one window company by offering a lifetime warranty, a higher quality product, and a low price that starts at just $189 a window plus $45 for that solar zone low E, which meets Texas energy regulations. And the first step to reducing those energy bills that we know can skyrocket during Houston summers, all you got to do is call Window World. They come out and schedule a free written estimate. Absolutely no hassles, no strings attached, no high pressure. It's a free estimate, folks. What do you got to lose? You call them, they come out, they tell you what you got, tell you what they can do for you, tell you how that can reduce your energy bills, and they walk away. If you want, you call them back or get online and contact them. Tell them you're interested in that written estimate and doing the work that they said that they could do, and you schedule an appointment. They get to work. Your bills go down. Your house keeps the cool in, the heat out in the summers and vice versa in the winters, and it's a win-win. Call 713-439-1172 or go to windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less. Give them a call.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Barry, Nick, and Joel. Till 4, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, as we continue to roll on.
Before we get to the college football rankings that we teased, I was going to give you some more grades if you want them. Raiders and Titans squared off. Raiders won 26-16. Raiders got an A. Titans got a B-.
Raiders won?
Yeah. Bengals got a D. Ravens got an A-. That kind of surprised me. Steelers-Browns game, 21-18. Steelers win. Steelers got a B-. The Browns got a B.
I thought the Browns
they played
hung in
well.
There.
DeShone Kizer.
Kenny, hey, if Kenny Britt catches that ball in the middle of the field wide open, that could be a different ball game.
And did you hear Jackson said that he just can't drop that? There's questions that he may not be the starter now.
Called him out.
Yeah, I like it.
Yep.
Jags got an A. Texans got an F. Obviously, Jets got a C-. Bills got a B. Cardinals with a D. Lions got a B. I know you're waiting on it. Falcons got a B. Bears got a B+.
Chiefs? Chiefs got to get an A,
Redskins
right?
Redskins got a C. Rams got an A+. Colts got an F. Panthers, A. Seahawks, B-. Packers got a B+. Giants got a D. Cowboys got an A. And that's it. That's all
Chiefs,
I see.
Did Chiefs get an A?
I do not see them on their grades. I think this was just from Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's no
obviously beating the
here.
Patriots and the offensive numbers. I would say A+. They got to get an A+.
Chiefs got to get an A+, right?
Yeah.
All right. So the college football rankings, the AP Top 25 was released yesterday, I believe. Don't they come out at 1? I seem to recall it's like 1 p.m. our time. I don't know. We got to look it up. Anyways, new top 10. There was some movement. No surprise, Alabama remains number 1. Oklahoma jumped up 3 spots to number 2. Clemson stays at number 3. USC moved up 2 spots to number 4. And Penn State dropped the spot to number 5. So your top 5 is Bama, Oklahoma, Clemson, USC, Penn State. 6 through 10 is Washington, Michigan, Ohio State, who dropped 6 spots. Oklahoma State moved up 2 to number 9, and Wisconsin dropped the spot to number 10.
They dropped with a win.
They dropped.
And a double-digit win.
Yep.
I keep telling you they're overrated. And I don't believe they're a top 10 team, but I don't think they deserve to drop because of that. But we'll
see. I mean, what's weird is they didn't play anybody, right? I mean, they played Florida Atlantic. They won 31-14. But really, Oklahoma State didn't play anybody. They played South Alabama. They obviously won 44-7. Why move them up and leapfrog Wisconsin? Neither team played anyone of consequence. Both won the way they should have won. I mean, it wasn't like the Aggies and Nickel State or anything like that. So I don't necessarily understand the move. Maybe they're just evaluating it, not from a results standpoint, but just, hey, we think if these two teams played, maybe Oklahoma State Oklahoma State beats Wisconsin. I don't know.
I think so, too.
You think so, too?
I do.
Okay.
Maybe they listened to the show and they realized that I said they were overrated.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
I think it is.
The AP is definitely basing everything
on the usual suspect.
That's got to be.
No doubt about it.
I guess rounding out the top 25, I'll just go real quick. 11, Florida State. 12, LSU. Georgia. Louisville. Auburn. Virginia Tech. Miami. Kansas State, Stanford, and TCU. Stanford fell 5 spots to number 19 after losing to USC.
Would that make TCU the only ranked Texas team?
I would believe that is the case. Yes, sir.
How about that?
The last 5, Washington State, South Florida, Tennessee, Florida, and UCLA moving into the top 25.
Okay.
The others receiving votes. Houston got 10 votes, Nick.
Really?
How you feeling about that?
Feel great.
It's not the highest on the list. Utah had 101.
Okay.
But yeah, Texas Tech with 2 votes. And that would be all of your Texas teams getting votes in the top 25.
And you got Texas Tech Cougs coming up in, I think, 2 weeks. So after you dispose of the Owls this week, if you do what you're supposed to do.
Yep. Maybe they'll sniff the top 25.
Right? You know, I was looking at some of the schedules like, man, Alabama, their toughest test is probably LSU. They don't see that till November 4th, but they've got Auburn.
They play A&M, Barry.
Okay, let's settle down. LSU and Auburn, and those aren't even the teams that have normally given Alabama, you know, a challenge.
Well,
they're good.
The Auburn game is always a huge game in Alabama.
Yeah. It's in Auburn this year, so they have that going for them, but it's just not. It's not even out of the realm of possibility at all that Alabama runs.
I got a random question.
Okay.
For FSU, because they went down to 10 after the loss to Alabama, which I guess everybody understands. Then they took another. They fell down one more spot after this week. So if they win one game and they're 1-1, do you place them above any of these top 10 teams?
No, especially with Francois out for the year. No.
Yeah, that's going to be the thing is, what is their...
I would think that's why they slipped another spot. When it was official...
Because of the quarterback?
...that Francois was out for the year.
Yeah, I don't think you rank guys based on injuries, though.
Oh, based on the fact that you go from an experienced leader to a freshman quarterback, I think that you can easily do that. It's just like the odds in Vegas. I mean, they changed drastically when Watson... was named moved into the starting spot.
But they haven't done anything yet to warrant that. You know what I mean? Like let them go out and lose to NC State or something like that, or it be a really close game before you. But you don't know how.
But the rest of the team's going to step up. A vote looks at it a different way, and I think that they look at a team and said, "Yeah, preseason with that roster intact and healthy, no doubt top 5 team. Without them, I'm not putting them there because I don't think that." They're going to be able to get it done offensively.
Okay.
So we'll see. And by the way, this just in, and I don't know if you guys have seen this. I did not. But Jemele Hill of ESPN decided to take to Twitter today and had some pretty disparaging things to say about the President of the United States. And it went on because people started to troll her and bait her and get back at her. And she kept going off and off and off, to which ESPN has finally issued a statement. But it's a little surprising because there doesn't seem to be any... Seems like a slap on the wrist, but basically ESPN statement, the comments on Twitter from Jemele Hill regarding the president do not represent the position of ESPN. We have addressed this with her, and she recognizes her actions were inappropriate.
What'd she say, though? You're doing all, I don't know what she said.
We can start.
Well, just give me the worst one. I don't need all of them, but what did she say that would...
Can I do the Barry preview?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Like mid-read in case she uses a foul word or
fine.
Something like that?
That's fine.
She started basically by calling him a white supremacist.
Okay.
Who has largely surrounded himself with other white supremacists. He is the most ignorant, offensive president of my lifetime. His rise is a direct result of white supremacy, period. She goes on. He has surrounded himself with white supremacists. No, they are not alt-right. And you want me to believe he isn't a white supremacist?
Well, I mean...
It just keeps going.
Yeah, it's... I'm not going to say whether I agree or disagree, but yeah, I could see a corporation like ESPN coming out and saying, hey, that's a little much. Let's stick to sports, and you can't go out on a limb.
Yeah, the last
whether
one,
you agree or disagree with her, right, which I'm not going
to. She finished with, he is unique, he is unqualified, unfit to be president, he's not a leader, and if he was not white, he never would have been elected.
Wow.
That one
okay.
might have kicked it over.
Speaking of politicians, Ted Cruz.
Yes.
he is out there liking hardcore porn on the Facebooks. He apparently liked a video. Republicans, so it says, this is the headline says, Ted Cruz stuns his followers by liking hardcore porn video on Twitter. Oh, it was on Twitter, not Facebook. Republican Senator Ted Cruz liked the hardcore porn video on Twitter early Tuesday morning, unliked it 40 minutes later. It's not known whether he or one of his aides was responsible for the post. But you know damn well he's going to say it wasn't him. You know damn well.
Got hacked.
Yeah, of course. And then it said the Texas senator appeared to like the X-rated clip, but it was redacted around 40 minutes later. It's unknown whether someone else was using the account. Cruz has not yet responded. In 2016, they bring up the fact that he said pornography is harmful, and he wanted to basically outlaw sex toys in the state of Texas. So he goes from a guy that wanted to ban sex toys in Texas to liking hardcore pornographic videos on Twitter. You got to be careful, man.
He got caught with his pants down.
I would be like, yeah, it was a pocket like. You know what I mean? Like, oh, there's pocket dialing.
Yeah.
I just had my Twitter open.
I just wouldn't make an excuse. I'm like, yeah, apparently there was a like on my Facebook. Yeah, the like just hacked. Popped. You know what I mean? I wouldn't even say anything.
You would own it?
I wouldn't
be like,
own
yeah,
it.
I liked it. I watched it four times.
Well.
With my junk out. I mean, you can't do that. You're Ted Cruz. You're a conservative Republican. You can't just admit it. You got to blame a staffer and then fire somebody. That's what you have to do.
It's like that. It's not as bad, though, as that ESPN broadcaster who thought he was tweeting out a headline to like one of his stories or something like that. And instead of it, like it was, he basically wrote the headline in the tweet and then he pasted the wrong link and it was like to a porn. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, like, there's no excuse for that.
Right.
You can't say I got hacked when you were trying to, you know. Pimple.
I've always said my biggest fear is coming in here in the morning and show prep, opening my laptop and forgetting to close my porn from my early morning session, and just it's out there in the bullpen.
This would never happen if I just took my advice and
use the phone?
And just use the phone.
Nope. Not happening.
I'm telling you.
There were some tweets about it. Somebody said, Ted Cruz excuse tomorrow. Which one are you going with? Rogue intern? I was hacked? I have sinned? Or devil grabbed my phone.
I have sinned. Some of them do admit.
Right? I have sinned against you, my Lord. Who was that? Was that Jimmy Swaggart that did that? I think it was Jimmy Swaggart. I think it was Jimmy Swaggart that did the I have sinned against you, my Lord. And then there was a couple other things. The tweet that he liked was from Sexual Posts, at Sexual Posts. And they tweeted back to him, hey, thanks for watching, Ted. That's the best. God, I love Twitter so much. Ted Cruz's press secretary is going to have quite a surprise when they wake up tomorrow. It's great, man. I love it. Good stuff. Speaking of stuff I love, man, I want to tell you guys about Energy Ogre. I love this company because they have saved me so much money this year. Since January, I have saved $642 because I use Energy Ogre instead of just going with whatever energy company you're stuck with. But here's the thing. Energy Ogre isn't an electricity company. They're a technology company. What they do is they have formulas and smart people that look at how you use electricity and then find you the best deal. So there's no reason not to do this. There's no catch. There's no gimmicks. There's no contracts, no hidden charges, no hassles. Satisfaction guaranteed. I've been with them since January. Again, the savings is ridiculous. This month, my August bill was $281 last year. This year, $132. Guys, I saved $150 in 1 month by using Energy Ogre. Most bills for their customers, they save between 40 and 60% each month. Last year, $21 million in savings to their members. You need to go sign up. It's energyogre.com. And if you use promo code Barry, they'll give you your 13th month free. Energyogre.com. Go check it out. They've got this calculator. You can see how much you're going to save or how much you could save by switching to Energy Ogre. It's all right there. And listen, if you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at Barry's Funny. I'll answer your questions. I can show you past bills. I got all the proof. You need to go do this, guys. Energyogre.com. Use promo code Barry. Get your 13th month free. Energyogre.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects. It's Joel, Nick, and Barry as we continue to roll on. And hey, people like us so much that even though they sponsor the show, they even feel free to call in.
As well they should.
Yes, and as long as I give the phone number, they know exactly where to call.
713-780-ESPN.
Haas, what's up, my man?
How you doing, guys?
What up, dude? How you been, man?
It's about time you put the number on the radio. Good job, Jeff.
Thanks, Haas. I'm trying to live up to your expectations every day.
I just want to thank you all for everything you guys have done for us, by the way.
Oh, man.
If y'all don't know Haas, the owner of Cowboys and Indians in Midtown that we love.
Haas, I'll be honest with you. It's easy, man. The food speaks for itself because I can send 100 people out there every week. And if the food sucks, they're not coming back. And they're not going to tell me they liked it. So you guys do a fantastic job, man. Legit, legit food. So.
Now, I'm actually, I just want to let you guys, have y'all talked about the Astros yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have. Yep. I just predicted a win tonight. I'm guaranteeing a win tonight, Haas. Barry, not so much.
Are you guaranteeing American League number one seed or not?
Indeed, I am not.
Why?
Indeed, I am not. What? I said what, a month ago? I said the Red Sox would catch them. I didn't see the Indians coming, but lo and behold, the Indians caught them. And based on Barry said it several times, the Indians have the easiest schedule down the stretch in the American League. I don't know.
Haas, you're not you're yes or no, they win the American League.
I'm not going there either. Sorry.
Okay.
I can't do it.
All right. I see. Chicken. I see how it is.
No. You know what? It'll come down to the last three games. How about that?
Okay. So that Red Sox series is going to come down to that?
That's what's going to come down to.
I don't like their chances if that's the case, but all right.
No, but anyway, that's what I'm calling. Thank you all for everything you guys have done for us kind of things. Hopefully keep this going, you know? That's
yeah, man, for sure. In fact, I was going to try to get out there. How did you guys make out in the flood? You guys good? The restaurant and everything?
Yeah, yes, everything was good. How'd y'all do? Everybody good? Safe
fantastic.
There?
Yeah, that's what I was. Good. I was talking to Jordan because I was like, "Man, did they do okay? I need to get out there and get some lunch." So that's going to be happening real soon here, man. Real soon.
Yeah. I talked to Jordan and Barry, and yeah, everything was fine. I mean, thank God, knock on wood, kind of thing. Nothing happened to the restaurant, so that was good.
Very good, man. Well, glad to hear it, Haas. I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Haas. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
Haas from Cowboys and Indians. It's a great place. Man, we need to schedule a work lunch again.
We do. 1901 Taft.
I'm ready. I haven't been out there since I think the last time we all went.
Sure.
As a matter of fact.
I'm going to try something different.
Sure, he's went two or three times without us.
I'm going to try the non-quesadillas.
You get that every time.
Yeah, you got to change it up. There's too many good food items on that menu.
Do you not like hamburgers?
It's a can't miss.
But do you not like hamburgers?
It is a can't miss.
Yeah,
you can never go wrong.
You had the Himalayan sliders, right, last time?
Yeah. They brought him to the station.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
That was a bear, like, yeah. That was Clarence. Stamp of
that was Clarence, like, yeah.
I really like that. The Himalayan sliders, I think it was the same thing.
I think it is.
It's just smaller.
It was just spicier than a regular. But yeah.
But I really enjoyed it.
Yep. Got to do it, man. It's legit. So well, I think job. We'll maybe, I don't know. See, I'm on this diet, but I was thinking maybe I'm gone 2 weeks from now. So maybe we need to get it in next week.
Okay.
Maybe next week towards the end of the week. Huh?
That sounds good to me, man.
Meet there for lunch. The listeners can come. You guys all just meet us there at 11 o'clock.
I'll get my boy
like last time.
I know Tony from the Rockets will be in.
He's down?
He
okay.
Loves that, yeah.
Word up. Sounds like a plan.
So practice is over on Kirby.
Okay.
Did
they solve all the problems? Because that's the big thing.
No? Nothing has been solved.
Who's tight end?
Nothing has been decided on a quarterback. It could be, as in the words of Bill O'Brien, as opposed to the people reporting on the Texans, Bill O'Brien said it may be a game time decision, though Watson took the majority of the snaps with the number ones. Here's another bit of news from Adam Schefter now, not from anybody locally, but the Texans placed C.J. Fedorowicz on injured reserve after he suffered yet another concussion. That's not good.
Nah, that's not good.
What's that, minimum 6 weeks?
Isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, that's not good.
So that's not good. He also said, O'Brien, that Greg Manns will start somewhere on the offensive line.
Oh, that's also not good. I know you're...
I just think he's serviceable, right?
Okay.
Better than what some of the other options they
it's
have.
It's sad when you're like, yay, someone that's serviceable.
Yeah.
That tells you everything you need to know.
Exactly right. But yet, hey, Ryan Griffin, Bruce Ellington have a shot at playing on Thursday. So Ryan Griffin, who everybody thought was out, might be that savior at tight end after all. And Bruce Ellington and his hands both still have a chance.
What you call him, Roberto Duran?
He's got
hands of stone.
Hands of stone, baby. Hands of stone.
Somebody had a text wanted to know, is that Barry screaming in the My Bookie commercial?
Indeed.
Yeah, it is. Nick noticed that, too.
I did.
I was the first one to ask you. I was like,
I didn't think anybody would notice.
Yeah, did you?
I'm kind of smooth like that.
I don't know.
You've got a distinct yell.
Do I?
Yeah.
Any other good nuggets from O'Brien?
Yeah, there was one more. The practice squad tight end, he's very high on, of course.
Of course.
So
he's high on everybody.
Yeah. They're,
until
they're,
they play.
There's another savior waiting in the wings that could help out on Thursday night. That's about it.
Yay.
So more fun and games to be had Thursday night.
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you what, Griffin playing could actually be a huge shot help for them. Because if you know, look, you need your safety valve. Watson needs a tight end he can dump down to that can catch the ball.
Yeah.
At least one.
Yeah.
You know?
I was trying to find somebody that would make a list of the tight ends, because I gave out a couple that they might go out and look at. Jeff Risden, am I saying that right? From KHOU, made a list of the free agents. Gary Barnage. Okay.
Does nothing for me.
All right. Gavin Escobar. Former Cowboy.
Pablo's brother.
Former Cowboy.
Okay. No.
Larry Donnell.
Nope.
Jace Amaro.
Nope. Is Dennis Pitta, we got to look up if Dennis Pitta is even,
if he's
retired or not.
I didn't see where he retired when I was looking it up last night. I didn't see where he retired, but I know he was in the booth as a guest doing some color commentary, but he had hip issues back in June. So you might get a guy that comes in and is quickly out if his hip ain't right. So there's just not a lot of options.
Okay.
Is basically what this list tells me and what I've told you.
Oh, you're done with your names?
Yeah.
Oh, I was kind of hoping at the end there'd be like, wait, there's one guy that could help.
Nope.
No?
That's it.
Oh, Jamichael Finley can't come out of retirement?
I like the Owen Daniels idea. Let's just do that. Well, hell, why not? Can't
Barnage,
hurt, right?
To me, sounds like the best one on that list. When you consider how long, it's the last time he's played was what?
Barnage over Carnage. Hey, you got a shot. I'd go with it then. I'd give it a go.
I mean, I pulled up the Walters list of free agent tight ends, and they updated them. Like, you know, once these guys that were 2017 free agents,
right?
They've gone in and updated the list, and so that's what I was looking at. And the first one that you come to that's not listed as either retired, like Jordan Cameron retired. Yep. Ladarius Green was re-signed. Dennis Pitta.
Yep.
And then you move down to what I said earlier, Logan Paulson. Chris Gragg, of which I have no idea who Chris Gragg is. Larry Donnell, Tim Wright, Kellen Davis. Like none of these guys. They have Owen Daniels listed at 34, and he's a one-star tight end. So that tells you the options, it's slim pickings out there, folks.
My guess is that he's not in tip-top physical condition.
Nope.
But he might have a better shot of doing something right than a lot of the other options that they have right now.
Yeah, I don't know if you're any better by bringing him in, to be honest with you. I just don't.
I'm with you, man. I mean... That's a tough predicament to be in. Even if you had till Sunday, at least you buy a couple of days to really kind of sort through it. But because of the tight window, I'm hoping the best. I think the best case scenario is Griffin's all cleared to go.
Well, you have to hope Evan Bayless maybe is a legit third string guy.
Yeah, Bayless is the guy that O'Brien is saying he has confidence in that's looked good at practice.
Sure. Well, you know what? David Quisenberry is on the practice squad as a tackle. Bring him up if you're that confident in practice squad guys. Can he do any worse than I don't know. I'm so sick of having already. I'm already sick of talking about the offensive line, and we are week one.
Bill O'Brien also said, by the way, that he wished he had targeted DeAndre Hopkins 20 more times. Does that mean he had dropped 15 of them? He had an off week.
Yeah, it was a bad week. I wouldn't be wishing for that.
Yeah. So hopefully we can close the books on week one and look forward to week two starting tomorrow. But let's hope the sun comes out tomorrow and there's a brighter outlook on Thursday night's game. Like Griffin being cleared to play would be a good start.
That would be a a silver lining in a very, very dark cloud thus far. Somebody did ask, do you think the Texans will trade someone from this defense to get a first or second round pick next year?
If someone's willing to cough one up.
That's the thing. Who? I mean, other than maybe J.J. Watt, if you feel like Clowney is your guy and you can get rid of J.J. Watt, other than that, though, who's willing to give up? Who on this defense besides J.J. Watt is someone willing to give up a first or second round pick for? That's just it. You can't just be like, hey, take this old over-the-hill Jonathan Joseph and give us a second round pick. Nobody's doing that.
You want Johnson?
The guy that you had one guy that maybe would have been of value to people to trade a second round pick on, and he now plays cornerback for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah,
A.J. Bouye is the guy that maybe you could have got some value for. Other than Clowney and Watt, nobody's making trades giving you a first or second round pick for anybody on this defense. It's not the case.
Alive for Ryan Griffin, by the way, because O'Brien says he does not expect any of the five who suffered concussions to be available Thursday, but he said Ryan Griffin and Bruce Ellington might be cleared.
Okay.
Well, it's all sunshine and rainbows, kids. We got one segment to go before we turn it over to Jung, Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap things up in just a few right here on The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the, of The Usual Suspects before we turn it over to the Blitz. Yeah, frog in my throat, you betcha. God, kind of tough, man, when you start hearing about people we work with still dealing with the effects of Harvey. And
yep.
We work with some people, some really good people around here that lost everything, and it is just, that is tough stuff right now.
It does, man. You know, that's the sad thing is, and I even mentioned it pretty early on, it's kind of like when stuff like this happens, it's very similar to a death, right? Like when you know someone that had somebody close to them pass away, everyone's there for them the first week. But it takes months and sometimes years to even be able to deal with it and come to grips with it. And there's folks out there that lost everything and everyone was there, and this city rallied for the week or so around it, but there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. There's still a lot of people that are in need that still already, the recovery process really hasn't even begun for them yet. And it's difficult and it sucks.
And now the attention is off of Texas.
Yep.
Now all the national attention and all the national focus on trying to help is off because of the devastation of Irma that hit Florida. So now it's truly where reality sinks in, because it's like now you really got to try and buckle down and figure out all these answers. And, you know, people are still asking out there, you know, we were just talking to Michelle during the break, and it's like, how, you know, are you eligible and how do you apply for the money J.J. Watt raised?
Right.
No one knows. You know, she's gone through the channels to do the other things, and it's heartbreaking.
It is. It's very sad. And you have tons of friends, I know we all do, that were affected by this, and family. You know, my uncle lost his house. I mean, essentially the whole bottom floor just gone. And I was talking to my dad this weekend, and it was like, you know, we were talking about places to donate. I was like, man, just write a check to Uncle Jim. Like, just give money to your friends and family. You don't even have to go necessarily donate. And what's weird is I'm hearing that the Red Cross, and I saw a report on Channel 13 yesterday where the Red Cross was staying in a 5-star hotel, and they were supposedly, there was apparently food that was spoiled, they didn't do anything with. And, you know, I don't know what the truth is behind how good or bad the Red Cross is. All I know is in the past I had heard that they were a really legit place to donate money. But as of late, guys like city councilmen in Kingwood, senators and other folks are saying they're not impressed with or happy with the way Red Cross is handling things.
You and I had this conversation in the hall like a week or so ago, and I had heard rumblings that people were really concerned about Red Cross and the percentages of what you donate that are actually going to help the victims in this case, Houston, the target market that you want it all to go to, and that there weren't a lot of good stories coming out of what the chances are that all or close to 100% of what you donate is going to Houston, and that's sad. That's tough.
Yeah, there, you know, people bring up the fact that the Red Cross, they failed Haiti back in the 2010 earthquake. They were supposed to do a lot. They didn't end up doing that. The report I saw last night on Channel 13 where you had Red Cross volunteers and their trucks were there and they were staying in these five-star hotels while there's people in shelters. And then I guess it was Ted Oberg. So he goes out there and he interviews the guy. Shortly after the interview, all of a sudden, they were like, well, there was no places to stay other than this, and we got a really good rate, and we stayed two to a room. Come on, man. You guys can set up shelters for people that don't have places to stay. And so what they ended up doing is they left that, I think it was the Regency, but they ended up leaving the five-star hotel and setting up a shelter for themselves to stay at and not be paying these exorbitant amounts of money. It's a bad look.
It's a really bad look because the focus is obviously now and the microscope is on because of the fact that this is such a time of need for this community, and it's just not what you want to hear.
Yep.
You want the Red Cross to be there in a time of need and not be at a five-star hotel.
Yeah, you know? Bad look, man.
And you bring up a good point, too, because every one of us, this was so wide-reaching, this storm. And as AJ said several times, look, the fact of the matter is we all know somebody that's been devastated by this. It's sad, but it's true. And as much as we want to donate to the overall, sometimes it's identify those within your circles that you know that have been affected and make an effort to help those people.
Yeah. And my wife was telling me, and I don't know if this is, you know, I don't have any proof or anything other than what she told me, which she doesn't really have a reason to make anything up like this and tell me it. But she would say something to the effect of that the Red Cross was like, oh, well, we're going to start giving out checks for emergency funds to people, $400 checks. But then when you went to the website, it was down to get the checks, which is like, come on, man. Like, yeah,
don't
really?
Tease anybody really? Because at a time like this, every dollar counts.
This article on Vox, there was a dude named Jonathan Katz who wrote an article about the Red Cross on Slate, and he was talking about it, and part of it said, the problem as Katz sees it is that the Red Cross is a dysfunctional organization that excels at raising money but has shown little evidence of its ability to spend the money wisely or meaningfully. The Red Cross takes in close to $3 billion annually but refuses to open its books to the public and, according to Katz, has consistently failed to produce a useful breakdown of its spending after major disaster efforts.
And now
$3 billion and they won't open their books to donated money, money that the public is giving to them freely, and they won't show you where they're spending it. That's suspect.
And now you know that the microscope is going to be even more zoomed in on the fact that now you're going to have this telethon going on, this nationwide across all networks telethon that was originally scheduled to be all to benefit victims of Harvey.
Yep.
But now because of the travesty in Florida, it's going to be all hurricane victims relief fund, but you know that they're going to get scrutinized like crazy on that too. And if anybody, by the way, knows how to apply or be considered for that JJ Watt fund, please forward us the information. We'll get it out there because I know we've been hammered with that question a lot and I don't have that answer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing is how do you start getting in line for that stuff? This article also said something to the effect of in Haiti, for example, where this Jonathan Katz worked, there was it was a big issue. The Red Cross raised tons of money but had no idea what to do with or how to make it work for the people who needed it. They raised something like $500 million, and they had no way to spend it. That's insane to me. That's absolutely insane to me. So,
well,
be careful.
We'll do what we can for you, people. We're going to try and drum up some information. If you got it, please get it to us, and we'll get it in the hands of the appropriate people and distribute it. But hang in there. You are not forgotten. We know that you people are still struggling with a lot due to that storm, and we feel for you because that is not a good thing. We'll continue to roll on. Tomorrow, Nick's last day in the office before he goes to Sin City to cut loose.
Hey, Nick, are we going to do your picks tomorrow instead of Friday?
We can do that if you want.
Get them out of the way. Let's do it.
And plus, right, cool. because of Thursday night game, it makes
we'll
sense.
Go ahead
we
got to
include
all.
The Texans game, which we do every week.
Yep.
So there you go. Nick picks on a Wednesday. Before we get Nick picks on a week in Vegas? No? Depends. Not too many picks on the Vegas weekend, Nick. All right, so one final day of all of us in studio before Nick heads to Vegas, but Barry and I will be here the rest of the week. So join us, won't you? Every Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.